It has been a mild November day across eastern New York and western New England, and it looks like that warm weather will carry on for a few more days. Right now, it looks like we'll get through the weekend into at least early next week with temperatures that will be well above normal for this time of year. So, of course, the weather can be rather variable in November. We had some snow and cool weather last week, and we started off this week on a chilly note. Obviously, things have turned around quite nicely, and I'll consider these next few days bonus warm weather days. They're going to be great days to get outside, and if you're someone who likes to exercise outside, you'll be able to do that very comfortably as we work through Friday into the weekend. And if you have some outdoor projects to complete before the cold weather season, the weather is definitely going to cooperate for that. So as we move ahead, we'll have high pressure parked basically along the East Coast. And because it's not moving very quickly, there's not going to be too much change to the weather. So expect highs in the 60s to around 70 right through the weekend. And at times, some clouds will come through, but I'm not expecting any precipitation, short of maybe a sprinkle or a little bit of mist in a few spots, but there's no big rain in the forecast over the next few days. The latest drought monitor was released earlier today. At this time, there is no drought concern for the Lake Champlain area south down the Hudson River. There are still some pockets of drought through portions of the Adirondacks, and much of New England is still in a drought, though the intensity has decreased from severe to extreme drought to moderate drought through much of New England, as there has been recent rain and snow. Heading to the tropics today, we have Tropical Depression Eta, which is now moving back over water, and the storm is producing heavy rainfall through Central America. There's also potential for river flooding and flash flooding across Jamaica, southeast Mexico, the Cayman Islands, and western Cuba in the coming days. The storm will move back over the Caribbean Sea and could threaten Cuba and maybe even South Florida by early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with some areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, some early clouds, then becoming mostly sunny, mild, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, some early clouds, then becoming mostly sunny, mild, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, some early clouds, then becoming mostly sunny, mild, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, some early clouds, then becoming mostly sunny, mild, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and continued warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.